A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Again, they came to Jerusalem. As he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin? Answer me." They argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But shall we say of human origin?" They were afraid of the crowd, for all regarded John as truly a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. By what authority are you doing these things? Good question, isn't it? It's a question that the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders had a right to ask. They had a vested interest in the answer because they were the ones who were supposed to hold the authority. They had the right to make judgments according to the law. They were the ones who were supposed to have all the right answers. Then here comes a man who seems to have no credentials and yet never shrinks from giving his opinions publicly. And the people listen and they trust him. Just a bit earlier in this same chapter of Mark's Gospel, Jesus came into Jerusalem riding on a colt as if he were someone important, someone to take note of. The people praised him and honored him. There was definitely something about him that got their attention. No wonder the Jewish officials were feeling threatened. He was infringing on their world and crossing forbidden boundaries. He could take over the city, the country, the whole arena of their own power. They confronted Jesus with a question that was burning in their minds and hearts. By what authority are you doing these things? Who do you think you are? How dare you trespass our roles, our rules, our way of holding on to power? Who gave you the right? Jesus' response to the officials was cool and calm as usual. There was no question that he knew who he was and what he was doing. The truth that he spoke came not from rigid rules and regulations or harsh religious customs that ensured an unbending power structure. His goal was not to intimidate the people or lay heavy burdens on them. His authority had its origin in the compassionate love of his Abba, the source of all love. He had no need to prove himself by arguing with his questioners. He understood well their point of view, and he wasn't about to contradict them. In true rabbinic tradition, he answered their question with his own question. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin? Jesus knew that the people saw John as a prophet. He knew that prophets are always in solidarity with their own people, as well as outsiders, critically marginal in relation to the power structures of a culture, and challenging to all, both oppressors and oppressed. prophets like John, prophets like Jesus, are in constant danger. To be a prophet is to have an authority directly from the divine well of all authority. It only comes through faithful, intense, authentic prayer. This was the way of Jesus, the way that led him to the cross. What about us? By what authority do we act? By what authority do we bear witness to God and God's reign in the concrete and particular circumstances of our own culture, our own church, our own world?